First today, something that's on the minds of us all, the weather. After starting 2020 with bushfires, southeastern Australia is finally getting some much needed rain, and it looks set to continue into next week. People in the country and the city are welcoming the change in conditions, and air quality appears to have improved in many areas. Sarah Dingle reports.
It's the sound people across Australia have been waiting for. A broad trough of low pressure is hanging over inland New South Wales, drawing humid air down from the tropics, and in Mudgee this morning, rain with a chance of late thunderstorms. Sydney also had falls earlier and could face storms this afternoon, but amongst young and old waiting for buses near Central Station, no one minded.
Kind of a rare thing now. Hopefully the fires are getting it too. That's the main concern. I live in the city, so hopefully they're getting it where they need it.
Well, I come out from out the south, from the south of the area, and we had quite a heavy electrical storm. Yeah, a lot of lightning there. And our train lines were a bit out this morning, so it's obviously had a bit of an impact, yes.
And did any of that bother you, or are you just happy to see rain?
No, I just don't like storms, that's all. But the rain, I was very happy to see the rain. I think that's more, we need that. I can't complain about the rain.
How do you feel about the rain we've had today?
Welcome. Because my garden, you know, is very dry. It could have been like that. I come from the tropical country, so I know, you know, when it's raining, you're happy.
It's really lovely. It's really nice to wake up to the rain, yeah.
Do you think this will make a difference to people trying to contain bushfires?
I was a bit worried about that, actually. I was kind of like, oh no, if people have rain, does that mean they're going to stop thinking there's a crisis? It's good for now, but it is a worry. I don't want people's mindsets to change.
Because the crisis is ongoing.
Yes, definitely.
In Victoria, heavy rain which swept across the centre of the state and Melbourne yesterday dumped 44 millimetres of rain at Avalon in just 30 minutes. But fire-affected parts of the state largely missed out. Authorities are hopeful fire areas in the state's northeast will have some falls today. The Weather Bureau's Russell Richards.
Unfortunately, it was a bit hit and miss. Some of the fire locations through East Gippsland did seem to score around about 10 to 20 millimetres. We have some hopes that there'll be some thunderstorm activity today. So further showers and storms, mainly in the northeast of the state today.
He's warning that easterly winds this weekend will probably deliver more bushfire smoke to Melbourne. The city has already choked its way through the haze this week, with one player retiring from the Australian Open qualifiers and others having medical timeouts during play. Bushfire smoke is now an everyday reality, according to the Australian National University, which has released a series of fact sheets to help the public protect themselves. They include basic measures like staying indoors, wearing face masks, trusting your senses, and where to find air quality information. Professor Sotiris Vardalakis is from the ANU's Research School of Population Health.
It provides practical steps that we can take to reduce our exposure. It indicates 10 steps that we can take to reduce our personal exposure to air pollution, but also provides a hub of information indicating where we can find additional advice, where we can check air quality data or fire alerts, and that's location specific.
He says it's also important to have a balanced approach, not to worry too much and enjoy being outdoors when the air quality is good, because it is likely we will see longer periods of bushfire smoke from now on as the climate changes.
Sarah Dingle reporting.